Here we go. It's our locker room chats here on KMZA 92.1. It's week number 5 here as we're coming up on another Friday night of high school football. Centralia here we're going to talk about. Roger Holthaus joining us here, Panthers football coach. Brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. The Panthers now back-to-back wins after that lone loss in week 2 to Mid-Buchanan. And good start to district play, coach. Again, 58-14 at home over Donovan West. Just a few overall thoughts and takeaways from last week.
Brandon, I thought we ran the ball really well, especially in the first half. I thought we locked on some blocks and, I thought we tackled well. We created 3 turnovers, 2 picks and a fumble recovery and, ran for about 450 some yards. So, overall, I thought we improved a little bit, but we got to continue to improve.
Yeah, we've talked about the offensive line in weeks past. The running game has been pretty steady for you, but, you know, the last couple of weeks since that loss to Mid-Buchanan, you hold Onega to 6, hold Donovan West to 14, so it seems like the defense is kind of ramping things up a little bit.
Yes, they're not quite the team Mid-Buchanan was with some of that, but defense is playing better. They we're starting to create more turnovers, which gives us more opportunities on the offensive end and we're flying around and we're tackling better. I think we're gang tackling better. It's still one-on-one tackle. We get 3 or 4 kids to the football. So I think defensively we're starting to turn a corner and we're looking a little bit better.
Well, let's talk about just kind of where we are at the halfway point. You swept the TVL and obviously the lone loss to Mid-Buchanan, a very strong team out of Missouri, but you sit here at 3-1, great start, obviously, not just in the TVL plays. Again, we sweep it there, but good start in district play. Just what's the overall assessment here as we are officially past the halfway point of the regular season?
I think, Brandon, I think we're starting to run the ball a little bit better. I'd like to see us, maybe throw the ball just a little bit better. We only threw one time the other night, but I think we need to throw better to compete as we continue on into the season. I just think that once we had some inexperienced up front kids, and I think they're starting to figure it out a little bit. I think we made a little bit of a change with the back there that, kind of switched a couple kids around. I think that's helped us a little bit. So, I just think, Brandon, we talk about it every week. We need to block and we need to tackle. And that's something we try to work on and practice every day we go to practices. We got to block and tackle some aspect of that. Well, that we're working on. So I think we're getting better. So
is that, kind of into my next point here. I was going to ask, you talk about maybe shuffling some kids around. You want to maybe get it in the air a little bit more on offense. At this point, halfway to go in the regular season, I was going to ask, is there kind of one thing or two that you're still looking at your team and thinking, man, we've really got to improve on this?
I think we need to improve on the pass game. I think somewhere down the line, we're going to have to throw the ball just a little bit for us to keep moving on. So we do it in practice, but we got to do it in the game. And some of that's on me. We don't do it enough in the game, but, I think we got a quarterback who can throw just a little bit. I believe we got a couple of receivers out there who could catch it. I'm old school yet and we're around the football, but we need to throw the ball and we need to improve on throwing the football. So that's kind of on me and try to throw the ball a little bit more during games, but that's something I believe we have to work on as we continue forward.
Centralia off to a good start here in district play, defeating Donovan West last week. They're back at home again, taking on Moorhill Mount Academy this week. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. We continue our conversation with Roger Holthaus, Centralia football coach, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, also Community Healthcare System, making our locker room chats here possible each and every week, so we thank them a bunch. And again, we got the Centralia Panthers on the topic here for the next few minutes. And Coach Holthaus again joining us to get Moorhill Mount Academy. Game number 2 in terms of district play, week number 5, another home matchup. They're coming off a loss in their district opener last week to Riverside. Riverside's played pretty well, but this is a Ravens team. They got good athletes, good athletic quarterback. They want to spread it around a little bit, kind of different than maybe what you've seen so far in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, definitely, Brandon. The ball's going to be in the air Friday night, and we're going to have to prepare. Our pass defense is going to be really on their toes and sharp and recognize sets and where kids are at. Quarterback he's a good quarterback, and they got a couple receivers to catch it, and they got a running back, so you got to respect him back there. And it'll be a challenge for our kids this week. That's definitely for sure.
Is it completely different than what you have seen? Because I look at the schedule here. I mean, was Mid-Buchanan a team that liked to throw it a little bit? I mean, Valley Heights, Onega, Donovan West seem like a couple of teams or a few teams that 10-1 to run the football more. I mean, is this completely different as far as what you've seen to this point?
Well, Mid-Buchanan spread you out, but then they would take their athletes and get you in space and run it. I think they're going to spread us out. I believe they'll spread us out and they're going to throw it. Probably 50-60% of the time they're going to throw it. So, Mid-Buchanan maybe threw it 5 or 6 times. They just spread you out to run it. But so this will be a lot different from what probably we see to this point this year. So like I said, our secondary is, they're going to get tested this week, and we'll kind of see where we're at after Friday night when we play Marshall.
Is it challenging, to prep for a team like that, in terms of like putting your scout team together in practice? I mean, is it a little bit harder to prep for a team like this that likes to spread it out and throw it a bunch?
Oh, definitely, because in practice you don't see that gain speed we're going to see Friday night. Their routes are a lot crisper for the quarterbacks. We got a coach throwing the football, not a assistant coach throwing the football, not a 17-year-old kid. So it'll be a challenge for us, but I think our kids, they will meet the challenge, and we'll see what happens.
Finally, Coach, just some expectations and a few keys for this one against the Ravens on Friday night.
Well, we got to defend a pass, definitely. And then Brandon comes back. We got a block. They can't throw it if we have the ball and control the football. They can't throw it. So that's a key for us. And then we got to defend the pass. And then they do catch some. We got to come up, wrap up, tackle, and hold them to short yardage. And don't let a 5-yard out turn into a 50-yard touchdown run.
There it is. Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse joining us again on our locker room chats. The Panthers 3-1. They're back at home. Another district contest against Morehill Mounts Academy on Friday night. That's our feature game on 92.1 KMZA this week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.